things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to Wild Card Week. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
It's easy for me to say Wild Card Week. I wanted to say Week 18, but Sean slapped my wrist and said, no.
It's Wild Card Week.
We don't call it numbers anymore. We moved on. Well, hey, congratulations to the Packers. Another exciting win.
Yeah, we won. We took on the Giants. A game a lot of people were saying would go the other way.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, I mean, they played us so tough the past few years that I wouldn't say I was overly confident. I was hoping it'd be a good game.
Yeah, and they've had a good season. They've been kind of, you know, trailing Dallas in their division all year, but they have been having a good year.
Yeah, they've been having it's kind of an up and down year. And I think that
they ended strong. I think they won 7 of their last 8.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I read something they were talking about Manning. He played the Packer game like he's been playing all season, where he has moments of brilliance and other times he's wearing a dunce cap.
I think that was you who said that.
You
can't quote yourself.
Oh, yeah? Just call me Skip Bayless.
That doesn't work.
Skip Bayless says.
We are recording on Tuesday morning after the game. It was a Packers victory, 38-13 over the Giants. And now we are heading to Dallas.
Yeah, big game.
Big game.
Big game. All right, let's get into it. Talk about play calling, and we can get a little bit more into the coming game.
All right. We talked last week about time management with McCarthy. What'd you think this week?
I thought it was good. It was. I think that part of what they're doing, from what I can tell, because some of these plays that they're doing in the beginning of the game, it's almost like they're testing the waters to see how the defense is going to react. And then in the second half, they come out after they've regrouped, and that's when they seem to shine.
Yeah, you kind of saw that on defense as well, where we, you know, first couple drives we play off, then we play press, then we play off and press, and we blitz this guy or blitz this guy, kind of seeing where we can find the weaknesses.
Yeah.
I was fine with the clock management. It's nice to be able to not worry about that like we have in the past with McCarthy.
Now, like your what you say right after that, you liked his clock management, and then what do you say?
That's weird to say. Yeah. Taking that timeout at the end of the first half, you know, it's bit us in the ass a couple times.
Beep.
This year. Oops. A couple times this year. So I think during the game, I told you I was happy we didn't call it, and then we called it.
Yep.
So I was worried
but
about that.
Are you quoting yourself there by saying
no,
what
I'm,
you said?
I'm bringing up a memory. All right, I'm done.
I love you too, brother.
You have a good rest of the show.
Okay.
But it didn't. It didn't come back to bite us. We ended up scoring on a Hail Mary.
Yeah, that was just crazy. If you guys haven't had a chance yet, go to the Bleeding Green and Gold Facebook page, and I posted up the German, these announcers from Germany that did that, and it's so funny listening to their voice get higher and higher as he makes the catch in the end zone. So it's very good.
You're talking about, you know, kind of seeing what works in the opening on offense and defense. One thing with the game plan, though, as far as play calling, it seemed very disjointed. The balance was definitely not there. I think at one point we had 19 passes to 4 runs in the first half. And, you know, we really got back to more of a balanced attack in the second half there. And it worked.
Yeah.
We didn't have an offense in the first half, and we definitely did in the second. So.
Yeah. And you know, the way the first half ended, I thought, okay, you know, this is really, I think the Giants play us like they're an NFC North team. It's just a lot that grind out, you know, usually you don't have the big blowouts. But, you know, it was, we certainly turned it around.
Yep. And then we had that fourth and short on our side of the field, I think probably fourth and less than a yard.
Mm-hmm.
McCarthy decides to go for it, even though it's on our own side of the field. Not sure I agree with going for it. Not sure I agree with the play he called, and it definitely did not work out. We got tackled like 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
They just blew up our line. But it kind of feels like he's willing to take some risks more than normal because Rodgers can bail him out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and partly, too, I mean, you got confidence in your offensive line that's been playing so great, and they did this game as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like we talked about, it started out slow for the offense, but it's very nice to see him turn it around in the second half.
Yeah, it was a good second half. Rodgers just – I saw and heard an interview on the radio. The players said no one was talking to Rodgers during halftime. Because they could tell he was just mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they called it walking out onto the field. They said it was a controlled rage. And
wow.
That it all got them to buckle down and get ready because they knew what was about to happen. And he really turned it around. I think he had about 50% passer completion rate in the first half. He ended up being 25 of 40 for 362 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Mm.
So... another good game. Just the last, this whole winning streak, watching Rodgers, it's
crazy.
Another level of quarterback play.
It is. It is just crazy. You know, like that touchdown pass to Davante Adams. I don't know. Honestly, it seems like he had the ball for about 7 seconds.
Yeah, scrambling around.
And then he throws the ball, and they gave a lot of the credit to Davante, but there really wasn't any room to throw that ball. And so it's a win-win for two really good players, but that's just – you watch any of the other games and see the other quarterbacks, and you're just like, well, Aaron would have made that one. Aaron would have done this.
Yeah, he can make good quarterbacks look average.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to see. Hopefully it sticks.
Yeah.
Hopefully every week we see this.
Yes.
Because that first half you were kind of getting deja vu of when we were losing those games in a row, and it's like nothing's quite working on offense, but we got back to it, and it was good to see. Like we said, our run game almost non-existent in the first half, a little bit better in the second.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Michael had some, I felt really good runs.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Kind of a weird runner. The way he runs, he just kind of looks off, but
and it's the difference effective. Between Montgomery and him is quite drastic. So I suppose that's why it works a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
because the defense has to play differently.
Yeah, I feel like Michael's more of a, he gets in there, he makes a cut, where Montgomery is very patient, kind of a Le'Veon Bell type runner where he waits for the opening. Montgomery himself, he had a quiet game, I felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of him at all in the first half, but he did have that big catch in the fourth that he was injured on. He came back in for a play. I think he sat out a series or two. It's news is he's good to go for Dallas. He said in the post game that it's playoffs. They weren't going to keep him out.
And you love to hear that, but you still have to be smart about it. And speaking of injuries, and this one doesn't look good.
This one hurts.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Jordy Nelson was injured. He took on a sideline catch. He took a helmet to the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
News is at least 2 fractured ribs, maybe internal damage. He spent the night in the hospital. He's out now. McCarthy said, and I'm not sure about this, but he said he might be able to practice Saturday to play Sunday.
I can't imagine. I've never broken a rib. I've had some, deeply bruised ribs, and it just hurts to breathe. I can't let alone imagine. You know the other, mm-hmm. that Dallas is going to be going for him if he plays.
Yeah, they'll know about it for sure.
Sure.
I know quarterbacks in a lot have worn flak jackets, mm-hmm. when they have rib injuries. But receiver is a whole different thing.
Oh, totally.
Your hands are above your head a lot of the time, mm-hmm. catching and waiting to get hit. So,
well,
I don't
know. Have some boys step up, though, when Jordy got knocked out.
We did. Cobb has had a... not the year you would expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealt with injuries all year, though. He had 2 touchdown catches on the year. He had 3 this game.
I didn't realize he only had two, but he has been out so much.
He has been out a lot. He only played in 13 games. But, yeah, he had three touchdown catches. He just, you know, he looked great.
He did. He really looked good.
Touchdown catch where we had the long pass to Adams and then the one to Cobb for the touchdown. That move he made at the line to get free and move, you know, cross across the field. That was vintage Randall Cobb.
Well, that's exactly, you took the word out of my mouth, the vintage. That's what they expect to see him do.
Yeah, so it was great. Adams had a good game as well. Had that play you talked about in the end zone off the scramble, that was just crazy.
It was.
Really good sideline catch for him, and just him in the slot. I really like him in the slot with the slant routes. It seems like they can't cover it.
I've got to go back one step on Cobb. Of course, we mentioned it earlier, but the Hail Mary that he
did catch the Hail Mary. I'm thinking one reason we keep getting these, it's just Rodgers throws it different, like the velocity on the ball, and our receivers are used to it, and theirs aren't.
But it's such a moonshot, something. Though. You know what I mean? It goes straight up.
But it always
seems
like the defense is just way out of place. They're all looking up at the ball, and they're not where it comes down whenever we get these.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's also that they're not expecting it to hang that long.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but it was cool as heck, man.
Yeah.
That was fun. All right, let's talk about Cook.
He's just been solid. He's been the safety blanket for Rodgers. It's something we've been missing. It's good to have. We've been missing it since kind of JerMichael Finley, Donald Driver. That go-to, always going to be their guy.
Yep.
He sat out a little bit this game. I don't think he should, unless it's for injury or something. I don't think he should be subbed out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they want to get Rodgers in there too with Cook. The thing that it surprises me is he's got some moves. You know, he's a big guy, and he can move on the field. And you're absolutely right. It's one of those where when Aaron's in a need some help, he's gonna dump it off to him.
Yeah, he third down. He was good for us, but he seems to be able to get open more than you would expect from how big he is. He's like surprisingly fast. He ran past a guy earlier in the game. I think he was on a corner, and he just ran past him. And you don't typically see that from those big tight ends.
And you got down here, Landon Collins made our offensive line look subpar.
Not our offensive line.
Offensive line. Okay.
A lot of the times he can make a good offensive line not look great. He's
a beast.
He's a very good player. He disrupts offenses. And I thought our O-line held up great.
Okay,
this game.
That's what I took it the wrong way.
You did.
But I totally agree with you. Yes, our offensive line. I mean, the only thing I could say, maybe the run game, but Giants got a tough D-line.
Well, there were a few blitzes that got there, but that's going to happen in a game, and it's also going to happen when you have a quarterback that holds it as long as Rodgers does.
It's amazing how long that guy can do it. And then he does this thing. He seems to be doing it more. Maybe I just noticed it, but like he'll take two steps, like he's going to run up the middle, and then he bounces back. And he takes two steps up, and then bounces
back.
Yeah,
he'll kind of lunge towards the line, so all the defensive players back off.
Right.
Yep. And then he scans the field again.
And can you imagine how tired you would be as a defense? My gosh.
Yeah. Imagine how tired you are as an offensive line.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why offensive linemen, they like run blocking.
Yeah.
They know what's going to happen.
Smash mouth. Yep.
Pass blocking, it's hard to do. You're reacting to everything. And when you're pass blocking for Rodgers, you're reacting to everything for a long time.
So Ripkowski gets put out wide, and Sean goes, "What? What are they doing?"
It was weird.
Yeah, it was.
But it worked.
Yep.
I don't know if it'll work twice, but it worked this time.
Yeah, whenever you do those plays like that, though, it's just one more thing the opposing team has to play on for. So
our last touchdown to get us to the 38 points was Ripkowski running into the pile and just kind of pushing through the pile.
Yep. And then you see those offensive linemen, and they would never do this, pushing from behind.
It's legal now.
It is?
Yeah, that's why it happens so much now.
Why didn't you tell me that in the beginning of the season?
I thought you knew.
Moving on to the defense.
Matthews, if no one else is going to do it, he'll do it himself.
Twice.
So he got behind Eli, stripped the ball. The ball flew forward. Everyone kind of stood around thinking it's an incomplete pass. Their player kind of stoops down just to pick it up on the dead play,
yep,
and gets destroyed by Matthews, who then picks up the ball.
Oh, man, it was a hit, too.
He's the only one who knew the play was still going.
Yep, and it was cool. What a great turn of events, and you got you get to the momentum now is fully in our favor. And speaking of linebackers, the old guy did pretty good, too.
Yeah, really good game for Peppers. He had a huge sack for us in the game. And just, you know, he was getting pressure. There were some plays where we were getting just stopped up, just couldn't get to Eli. But they were also getting the ball out pretty fast, so that's going to do it.
Yep.
Those short passes down the middle of the field, it's hard to, you know, get there on a blitz when those are there.
Right. And then it sure seems like they were smart on limiting Peppers on his snap count in the earlier part of the season.
Yeah, they saved him for this time of the year. He's looking good. Daniels had another really good game.
Oh, man.
He was just destroying their run offense. Mm-hmm. They have a good run offense, but he was not allowing it, basically. Every time they ran to his side, it seemed like he was 2 yards past the line of scrimmage when the runner got to him.
Or even if he's not, he's, like, tying up two guys. Mm-hmm. And so it just really looked good. Very good.
Yeah. Martinez got the start over Joe Thomas. I was kind of confused on that. I wasn't sure why. And it seemed like Martinez wasn't playing all that great either. So I'm not sure if Thomas is banged up or something. But now Martinez is banged up. So we'll see next week. We did not get out of this game without injuries, that's for sure.
No, that's still obviously. And that's the way. I mean, you know, they say regular season is one way, and then the playoffs is times two. It's going to be a lot more banging around. And how do you think our secondary held up?
For how banged up they are, I was pretty happy with it. You know, we are beat to shreds at that position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have one of the elite receiving corps in the league.
They do. They have a guy that was playing for us, but he was wearing their jersey.
He did drop a lot. Well, that was the story, you know, all week with them, that they finished week 17, and the receiving corps flew to Miami to party with Justin Bieber.
On a boat.
Do you remember a few years back when Romo went to Cabo when they had the bye week, first week of the playoffs?
I don't remember.
And then they came back and lost, and they said it's because he went to Cabo during the bye. These guys didn't have a bye week. They went during the week.
Oh, wow.
And so everyone was saying if they're dropping balls, that's, you know, where people are going to look. And they did drop quite a few, Odell.
So that's where the reason why I bring that up, that definitely helped us in the secondary. if they were catching most of those passes,
well, especially early in the game, there was a couple, it seemed like, touchdowns they dropped. And then just, you know, it helped us where they dropped it, but it was not because of our coverage.
Well, and then there was a certain player for the Giants that helped turn the visitor locker room
Odell
into
Beckham
a church.
Jr.
They made it holy.
Yeah, he punched a hole in the wall after
Beckham. Yep.
But I'd say overall, I was happy with how our secondary played.
Mm-hmm.
We had the two deep safeties the whole game. It's the same thing I think we did last time we played the Giants, you know, help the corners against this receiving core, and it seemed to work. We had plays that got let up. We had, you know, those passes down the middle of the field and some bigger plays. And that's going to happen. That's football.
Yeah.
But it seems like every week we have complaints during the game on defense that they're getting these plays.
Yeah.
And then the other team has 13 points, 17 points, something like that.
Yep.
And it's like, how did we get here? We thought, you know, we weren't playing great defense, and they don't have any points.
Yep, I hear you. And, you know, Capers is doing a good job with what he's got. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, you brought up Odell Beckham after the game. I heard he headbutted the door to the locker room, and then he punched a hole in the wall. So I don't know if he gets the bill or if the Giants get the bill for that. But
I think that's not the first time either. I think, was it the Bears did that? Somebody from the Bears or the Vikings? It was a couple of years ago that something like that happened. But
probably the Bears. yeah, so those short passes in the middle field we talked about, but they continue to kill us week after week. I'm not sure how it happens. It seems like every time we get pressure, they're wide open in the middle for the slants or the little drag routes. Randall and HaHa Clinton Dix had that. They messed up on that long touchdown pass. Basically, it's we went for it on that fourth and short on our own side of the field, didn't get it, and then they come right back with a long touchdown pass where he's it was a HaHa bit on a crossing route, leaving Randall, who took the outside coverage, not able to get there in time. Felt like deja vu. Seems like it's happened a couple times already to us.
Oh, yeah. And it, again, it's one of those moments where you're like, oh, gosh, here we go. And then towards the end of the game, you're going, really? That's all they scored?
Well, yeah. You know, you think about how frustrating it was to let up that play, but look at what Rodgers has been doing to other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being on the other side of that.
I don't want to be on the other side.
he does what we're frustrated about every drive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So
especially when – can you – let's bring it back. So, you know, 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 7 seconds, he's holding the ball, dancing around back there, and you're yelling at your team.
You'd be losing
that
your
– guy!
You'd
get
be
him!
Losing your mind.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd have to pull up my eyebrows because I don't have any on top. So,
yeah, so – I was happy with how our defense played. Their offensive line made a lot of mistakes. I'm not sure if it was because of the pressure we were getting, forcing them to make the mistakes, or what it was, but that was nice.
Yeah.
Made you appreciate our offensive line a lot.
Totally, yeah.
And then Jake Ryan, I just put this on here at the end. He's kind of a – some people love him. Some people think he's way overrated. But he's becoming a lot bigger part of our defense. He has
great
hustle.
Exactly.
I like to see that. He's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty happy. They kept showing him on the sidelines. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He was just all smiles. I think, you know, it's his first time to the dance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, you love seeing that about young guys is they get better and better as the season goes on, and they don't wilt as the season comes to the end of the regular season, because a lot of times they get worn out. They're not used to playing that many games.
Moving on, special teams here. Do you remember that nice punt or kick return we had?
No.
It's because it got called back.
Oh, yeah, that's
young guys making mistakes
on
special teams.
Yeah.
The rookie, I don't remember his name, but every week.
It is.
I can't remember the last time we didn't bring this up.
Yeah. And we in every week we say, and I guess that's what you can expect when you have a team full of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shum had, I thought he had an okay day. He had one, I think his first punt seemed a little short. Other than that, he seemed fine. And then Crosby has made 21 playoff field goals in a row.
Isn't that crazy?
He's
where can
just
I knock
so,
on wood here?
Yeah, so consistent right now, and
looks really calm too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he just goes out there, does his job.
So, special teams-wise, not the worst game we've had. I'd like to clean up those mistakes, but
won't be the worst.
Right. Quickly, just want to remind you, too, if you're listening in and you need any kind of voice work done, whether you have some explainer videos, any type of commercial, even stuff like real estate agents, like when they can do some pictures and video, and then I can voice over for the some of their properties. You can check out my demos at voiceguynextdoor.com. Voiceguynextdoor, that's all one word, .com. And I appreciate to hear from you. You can just contact me there. I got my cell phone number and also my email address. You can do that. So there we go. I got my plug-in.
What about my voiceover work?
And if you want to get somebody who's inexperienced, doesn't have any equipment, or know how to edit anything, talk to Sean.
That's right. Fraction of the price.
It's the non-voice guy.
Probably going to be unusable, but that's all right.
All right. You ready for the game ball?
I'm ready for the game ball. Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb!
He's been out the last 2 weeks. He's been quiet most of the year. We need him to step up with Jordy going out, and he did.
Was it tough for you to pick? I mean, RC definitely deserves it. He had a great game, but was there anybody else that you were kind of thinking about?
RC, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we're close.
Yeah, I can tell. Why? Who are you thinking?
I just think there were some flares. I mean, even like Matthews had a good game. Peppers had a good game on the defense. Mm-hmm. I think our offensive line, we could have given one to the offensive line. But it costs a lot more because you got to get one for
offensive
each guy.
Offensive line just got one. Okay. Matthews just got one. I mean,
well, let's get to the
important trying to
stuff.
Spread out the wealth here. We're the giving love. These balls away like candy.
Bleeding
and
love.
It's hurting our wallets.
All right, let's get to the important stuff.
All right, so can you put in later some like violin, sad?
No.
Or maybe funeral music?
No.
So you are, as of now, up by 2 in our pick 'em. I think you might have won on the year.
Really?
Congratulations.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. Kind of a whole blind squirrel finds a nut type
thing. Hey. What's your name, Buford?
Lions at Seahawks. You took Seahawks, so I was forced to take the Lions. And the Lions, I think, scored 3 points.
Yeah, it was
got
just a
blown
bad,
out.
Bad deal.
Giants at Packers, we both took the Packers. Mm-hmm. You were up by 1, you are now up by 2. Going into next week, there's only one NFC North game to pick from.
Okay.
Unless you want to do all 4.
It's up I haven't to you. Been following them like you do.
All right.
I'm going to hang on to my 2.
I can tell. So.
All right, let's talk about this. Let me take a look at the time quick before we get in too deep. Oh, we're doing good. Okay.
Packers at Dallas.
Yeah, let's tell me what you're thinking.
They're a good team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've been a little less the giant, you know, that everyone thought they were. They're not quite the powerhouse that they were in the beginning of the season. They are vulnerable in spots.
I think the second half we saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and when we played them, you know, I think we lost 10-31. It wasn't a good game, but we're not the same team anymore.
Right, yep.
It's going to hurt to not have Jordy. They have a good defense. But I think we have, you know, a receiving core that can step up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I really, and you pretty much took the words out of my mouth. I agree because, you know.
I saw him in there.
You did. It's a good thing I brushed and flossed. I do think that they're vulnerable in some areas. I believe that some of what was happening at the beginning of the year is when, you know, you had an exceptional young quarterback doing really well. But as teams figure out nuances, they can scheme differently. And you know, it's part of the attrition of guys getting hurt and stuff like that. So I'm expecting a really, really good game. I don't see a score like we just had with the Giants.
No, I don't either. Their offense has been good. They got, you know, all year the story's been their rookie duel.
Mm-hmm.
The Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, quarterback and running back rookies. But the other thing is, it's going to be rookies in their first playoff game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Who do you want, Rodgers or what's his name?
Dak,
that's it. Okay. You just said it.
Well, I don't know. I'll go with the guy you can remember his name.
No, I'm just saying, obviously,
you're going to
go with Rodgers.
When you get to this point, yeah, you want Rodgers. It's hard to bet against any team who has Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. So how many have we won in a row now?
Seven in a row. We went from 4 losses in a row to 7 wins in a row.
That's awesome. All right, who's your pick?
My pick is the Packers. Hopefully, Jordy, hopefully you're doing okay out there. I know you're a longtime listener.
He listens in his tractor.
It did not look good.
No.
And apparently was not good. So,
and again, we're recording Tuesday morning, so there's really, I'm surprised we even got that much out that he has 2 fractures on his ribs. But hopefully not much more to add to the injury report. And next week, another win.
Yeah, let's keep this table running.
Until next week. Go, Pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go, Pack, go.